Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bulgaria aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and will make the following remarks in national capacity. At the outset, allow me to express our high appreciation to Ambassador Gill of India for his creative leadership and devotion and for the successful conduct of the GGE deliberations that led to the adoption of the guiding principles. The affirmed guiding principles create grounds to further advance the discussions on the sophisticated issue of autonomous weapon systems and to move the matter ahead towards a result-oriented debate in 2019. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons offers an appropriate forum for discussions, exchange of views and expertise among the broad range of stakeholders on issues and concepts related to the emerging technologies in the area of law in the light of technology, military effects, and legal and ethical consideration. The focused and substantive deliberations on the issues addressed in the 2018 GGE meetings were essential for improving the shared understanding and making significant progress on matters such as applicability of international humanitarian law, retaining human responsibility, necessity for human control over the use of force, and the importance of human-machine interaction. Still, there are a lot of issues related to the systems under consideration which need to be further addressed next year. As autonomous weapon systems raise numerous humanitarian, ethical, and moral concerns, the process of development and deployment of such systems need to be concentrated on the role of humans. Human-machine interaction is of great importance at the various phases of design, validation, deployment, and use of autonomous weapon systems. We share the mutual understanding that the ultimate life and death decision belongs to a human being. Such moral and ethical resolution cannot be authorized to a machine. Therefore, human control must be exerted over the whole life cycle of an autonomous system and predominantly over the application of force, so to ensure that the design and use of such systems are in full compliance with IHL and its core principles of distinction, military necessity, proportionality, and precaution. State parties unanimously acknowledge that IHL fully applies to the development and use of all weapons, including autonomous systems. Speaking of international law, we must further address the issue of attribution. Law applies to humans, so accountability cannot be transferred to machines as they are not legal agents. The responsibility for unlawful and non-selective actions must be borne by officials in the military hierarchy and as autonomous systems act under their command. Mr. Chairman, progress in autonomy have the potential to significantly affect the security environment and the military balance and relations between states. As international dynamics are unfolding, state parties should address the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by autonomous systems accordingly. In our view, legal weapon reviews processes under Article 36 of the Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention serve as an essential instrument to ensure that development and employment of autonomous systems duly comply with IHL rules and regulations. The weapon reviews are national internal procedures and the practical measures such as information exchange, sharing best practices and public access to Article 36 procedures would address the calls for confidence building, measures and more transparency on governmental approaches to autonomous weapon systems. Within the 2018 GGE meetings, our delegation extended its support for the proposal made by Germany and France to pursue a political declaration. The introduced document comprises numerous convergent touchpoints among state parties on the systems under consideration. The pragmatic and balanced essence of the declaration could give the necessary push to deliberations and serve as an important step towards more tangible results. The Bulgarian delegation favors renewal of the mandate of the GGE in 2019 within the CCW framework for the period of 10 days. It is paramount to keep the momentum and forge deliberations even further ahead towards effectuating substantive recommendations. And in conclusion, allow me to wish the incoming chair of the GGE Laws utmost success in the efforts of tackling such complex and cross-cutting issues as laws. Thank you, Mr. Chair.